Okay, so we will learn the fourth paragraph of Sri Shishtashtakam. Nadhanam.
Nadhanam. Dahanam. Dahanam.
Na janam.
Na janam. Na janam. Na janam.
Na sundarim.
Na sundarim. Na sundarim. Na sundarim.
Kavitam.
Kavitam. Kavitam. Kavitam.
Va.
Va. Va. Va.
Jagadisha.
Jagadisha. Jagadisha. Jagadisha.
Kamaye.
Kamaye. Kamaye. Kamaye.
Mama janmani.
Mama janmani. Mama janmani. Mama
janmani. Janmanishvare.
Janmanishvare. Janmanishvare. Janmanishvare.
Bhavatad.
Bhavatad. Bhavatad. Bhavatad.
Bhaktir.
Bhaktir. Bhaktir. Bhaktir.
Ahaituki.
Ahaituki. Ahaituki. Ahaituki.
Twayi.
Twayi. Twayi.
Twayi. Do you have any doubt pronunciation? Yes. Old one. Na dhanam.
Na dhanam. Na dhanam. Na dhanam.
Na janam.
Na janam. Na janam. Na janam.
Na sundarim.
Na sundarim. Na sundarim. Na sundarim.
Kavitam.
Kavitam. Kavitam. Kavitam.
Va.
Va. Va. Va.
Jagadisha.
Jagadisha. Jagadisha. Jagadisha.
Kamaye.
Kamaye. Kamaye. Kamaye.
Mama janmani.
Mama janmani. Mama janmani.
Janmanishvare.
Janmanishvare. Janmanishvare. Janmanishvare.
Bhavatad.
Bhavatad. Bhavatad. Bhavatad.
Bhaktir.
Bhaktir. Bhaktir. Bhaktir.
Ahaituki.
Ahaituki. Ahaituki. Ahaituki.
Twayi.
Twayi. Twayi. Twayi.
नदनम न जनम न सुंदरीम कवितां वा जगदीश कामये
नदनम न जनम न सुंदरीम कवितां वा जगदीश कामये
नदनम न जनम न सुंदरीम कवितां वा जगदीश कामये
नदनम न जनम न सुंदरीम कवितां वा जगदीश कामये
नदनम न जनम न सुंदरीम कवितां वा जगदीश कामये
नदनम न जनम न सुंदरीम कवितां वा जगदीश कामये
मम जन्मनि जन्मनीश्वरे
मम जन्मनि जन्मनीश्वरे मम जन्मनि जन्मनीश्वरे
May I give you the paper? Touch, touch. Everyone should look in the paper. Okay? Otherwise, you are wasting time. Mama janmani janmanishvare
Mama janmani janmanishvare Mama janmani janmanishvare
Bhavatad bhaktirahaituki tvayi
Bhavatad bhaktirahaituki tvayi Bhavatad bhaktirahaituki tvayi Bhavatad bhaktirahaituki tvayi
Na dhanam na janam na sundarim
Na dhanam na janam na sundarim Na dhanam na janam na sundarim Na dhanam na janam na sundarim
Kavitam va jagadish kamaye
Kavitam va jagadish kamaye Kavitam va jagadish kamaye
मम जन्मनि जन्मनीश्वरे भवताद् भक्तिरहैतुकि त्वयि
मम जन्मनि जन्मनीश्वरे भवताद्
भक्तिरहैतुकि त्वयि
अहैतुकि त्वयि
It's a very important word. Ahaituki. Ahaituki tvayi.
Ahaituki tvayi. Ahaituki tvayi.
Ahaituki tvayi. Okay. Now I'll say the whole paragraph. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitamba jagadish kamaye mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhaktira haituki
tvayi. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitamba jagadish kamaye mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhaktira haituki tvayi.
भवताद् भक्तिरहैतुकी त्वयि
भवताद् भक्तिरहैतुकी त्वयि भवताद् भक्तिरहैतुकी त्वयि भवताद् भक्तिरहैतुकी त्वयि.
Now I'll recite once more. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitamba jagadish kamaye mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhaktirahaituki tvayi.
Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitamba jagadish kamaye mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhaktirahaituki tvayi.
O Almighty Lord,
O Almighty Lord,
I have no desire,
I have no desire
to accumulate,
wealth,
nor do I, desire,
beautiful woman,
nor do I want, any,
number of followers.
I only want,
your
causeless.
Causeless,
devotional
service,
birth after birth. See, basically, we see like many people, they do devotion. They come to the temple, Hare Krishna, come, sit down. No problem, sit down. You have, sit down. So, this, many people, you know what they do? They'll go to the temple, but they will have material desires. What they will tell? They'll go to the temple of Ganesha and they'll go and tell that today, you know, make me pass, then tomorrow I'll put 10 rupees nariyal for you. Okay? So this is how they deal with the Lord. They'll say that if you make me pass in my exam, then I will come every day to the temple. Otherwise, I'll not come to your temple. Huh? Like that. I mean, you know, people, otherwise they'll say, okay, let my son pass in the interview, then I will, if he gets 10,000 rupees, I'll put for you 10 rupees in the donation box. Okay, this is how the people, they deal with the Lord. If you give me this, then I will give you that. That is not bhakti. That is business. You do business with the Lord. If I do this, if I will do one thing, you do for me 10 things. That is called business. That is not called bhakti. With that the Lord is not pleased. Of course, the Lord becomes pleased when you come to see Him. Even if you ask Him 10 things, He'll say, Jani Dova, at least you are coming to the temple. He is happy with that. At least you are coming. And okay, you are asking for things for yourself. But at least you are coming to the temple. But if you want to please the Lord, which is more better than asking. Giving is more better than taking. So, if you ask, if you really, really want to please the Lord, if you want to make Krishna happy, then you should pray like this. Your Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I don't want money, na dhanam, I don't want money, na janam, oh, I don't have desire to accumulate wealth, I don't have desire for beautiful woman. Sometimes, you know, young boys, they will go and pray to the Lord, oh, I should have a very beautiful wife. And the girl will go and pray to the Lord, I should have a beautiful husband, like this. It's not wrong. You can pray. It's not wrong. But still, that is also like a business. You follow? But means you can pray. It's better. At least you will go to the temple. You know that Krishna is big. The Lord is big. I am small. At least that you know. So, but you should, as far as possible, you should not do business with the Lord. Then, I have no desire to accumulate wealth. This is the prayer of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is teaching, you know, how to become a devotee. So, he is teaching, na dhanam. No, I don't want money. I don't want woman. Na janam, na sundarim. I don't want, no desire for, nor do I want any number of followers. Na janam means, like say, suppose, For example, this election wala's, Jai, Jai, that person you have to say, whatever he is, okay? This person ki, Jai, whatever he is. So then he gets so many followers, he gives them everyone 100 rupees to tell them, that, so that they will tell that Jai, Jai. Prabhupada didn't do like that. Prabhupada, he was such a pure devotee, he came to give everything. So everyone would say, Srila Prabhupada ki, everybody would shout, Jai. He didn't give them 1000 rupees to tell that. But these vote wallas, to make them tell, they will give so many rupees. So, na jana means I don't want followers. And nor do I want any number of followers. I only want what? Causeless. I told na ahai tuki. Causeless devotional service. Means, I will clean the temple of Krishna for your pleasure. I will come to the temple because Krishna likes to see me, so I am coming to the temple. I am chanting the rounds because Krishna likes if I take his names. I am chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, every day after taking bath before breakfast, because Krishna will become very happy. I am not chanting because I will chant my rounds, then only I will pass in my exam. Otherwise, no hope for me this year. That is not ahaituki bhakti. That is not causeless devotional service. If you want to do pure devotional service, you should not ask anything from the Lord. And you should do all these things what I told. Putting water to the tulsi, offering obeisances to parents, offering obeisances to Krishna. Then chanting your rounds every day. Very nicely you should chant. Because when you chant nicely, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna becomes very happy. When you don't ask anything, you are doing it, Krishna, now my summer vacation is there. I am having so much time. Without wasting the time, if you sit down in front of the Lord, and okay, you should play, don't sit 24 hours, go play your games. Want to watch TV, watch TV, but watch nice things in TV. Don't watch these movies and all these things. Watch Discovery Channel or watch some news, something like that. But not all these dirty things. Katha also only of Prabhupada's, only of ISKCON. If you want pure devotion, hear only Srila Prabhupada's Katha. So, if you do all these things, then you will please Krishna. If you want to please Krishna, this is a secret. If you want to make God happy, everyone wants to make himself or herself happy. I will chant, then only I'll get cycle. I'll do this, I'll get car. Om Jaya Jagadish, Hari, give me one car. Give me this building, give me one AC, give me that, give me this, give me this, give me that. That is not the way. That is not pure devotion. That will not please Krishna. Krishna will say, Are, aa gaya wapis puch le ke. Achha, abhi kya chahiye? Aise Bhagwan sochenge. But when Prahlad used to come to Krishna, when Dhruva Maharaj came to Krishna, when Srila Prabhupada went for Krishna at the age of 69 years to make everyone devotees. So like that, this is pure devotion. They do it for Krishna, not for themselves. You follow what I am saying? We should not be selfish. We should be selfless. Prabhupada was selfless. It's very difficult. It's not easy to become selfless. But by chanting every day sincerely, you will become selfless. You should do all your activities but for Krishna. You should get very good marks. Study so nicely. Now June is starting. Every day coming after school, chant your rounds, take your book. That day whatever studies are over, you should finish that day itself. So that you'll get very good marks. Then they will ask you, hey, teko kaise itna achha marks mila? Hare, because I am chanting the names of Krishna. So Krishna is reminding me everything. If you tell the names of Krishna every day, do this experiment for this 1 year. Every day morning you get up, take bath, offer danda pranam to Prabhupada, to Krishna's deities, to put 3 spoons water in Tulsi, offer danda pranam to Tulsi Devi, and then to your parents morning and evening. And then you do your studies, chant your rounds, at least one round before breakfast, and then do your studies and see how your final exam result comes out. And when the result comes out, take it and go and keep it at the feet of Prabhupada or at the feet of Krishna. Say, this is big, this is my gift for you. At this age, you can give only that. Okay? And you should chant every day. For what? For getting good marks?
No.
For what?
Krishna's pleasure.
Krishna's pleasure. Very good. So I hope you do that. Okay?